Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. How can I help you?
Cindy, my name is Susan Albertson. I keep on getting a charge on my credit card that I keep on disputing for this.
You've called us before?
No, I'm not sure. So, what
Okay.
are you guys?
We're a private web-based service that compiles records from a public database. I can check and see if we have you in our system. What's your email address, please?
Try SusanMPLS@hotmail.com.
Okay, you said Susan. What did you say after that?
SusanMPLS
I have that.
MPLS.
MPLS.
M as in Mary, P as in Paul, L as in Larry, S as in Sam at Hotmail.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, I have Susan, and then you said M like Mary, P Paul, L Larry, S Sam at hotmail.com. Nothing came up in the system. Do you have another email?
I have many emails.
Oh, wow. Okay, hold on. That wouldn't work then. What's your first and last name?
Susan Albertson.
Albertson.
Albertson. ALBERTSON.
Thank you. One moment. ALBERTSON. First name Susan. No, let's see. The only Susan Albertson I have in the system, I have the email address as salbertson6@gmail.com.
That's not me,
Okay.
but it's hitting my credit card.
Okay. All right, so I'll take your name out. Didn't have the correct. Well, I guess I'll try another email. What's an alternate email address you said? I know you said you have many. Which one you think you might have used?
I don't think I've used any. I think somebody was on a computer I was on, and I'd saved my credit card, and now I'm screwed.
Oh no. Hopefully that's not the
So,
case.
no, I go into a whole bunch of clients, so my credit cards are probably on 10 different computers and 10
Oh
different
no.
businesses.
Oh wow. Well, let's see. I can try
Holding.
locating the account by the last 8 digits of the card number that was billed.
Okay, that I have.
Okay.
So it is on card number 3037.
Okay, the last 8 digits that would pinpoint it
Eight.
to you.
Okay. Well, then I got to pull up my card because I don't know which the
'Cause you'd be
digits are.
surprised how many people have the last 4 digits of your card number.
Okay. So 2373.
Okay, so I have 2373-3037.
Perfect.
Okay, I was able to find it. This might be a typo. I have the first name being spelled Susab like boy, then your last name. And then the email address I have is alwaysbalancing@outlook.com. And it looks like the site visited was propertyrecord.com. I do show the account was canceled. It looks like you disputed the charge with your
Yeah,
bank or
I'm
credit card
disputing, yeah.
company.
Yeah, and
Okay.
I'm disputing another one because they keep on hitting every month.
Oh, I
So
see.
when was this started?
So it looks like the account was canceled on the 3rd of December, and it looks like the account, you paid $1 for the initial deposit of the first report in October the 27th, and then October the 24th, $23.95. That's for the volume discount package. It allows you 25 searches a month for up to 12 months or up until you call in to cancel.
Okay, well, if it's
Now,
already canceled,
do you recall going to
no.
propertyrecord.com?
No,
Okay.
I would have no reason to do that.
Okay, hold on for
So.
one. Hold on for one moment, please. Be right with you.
And I actually just disputed the one that hit November 23rd.
Okay, so I viewed the search to see maybe what address was searched, and it looks like I have two. I have 19641 Aqua View Lane in Fort Myers, and then another address I have, well, let's see.
Fort Myers?
Mm-hmm.
Like Florida?
I have Fort Myers, Florida. That's the address that was searched. 19641. Okay. One moment. Okay, so it looks like what happened when you disputed the charge with your bank or credit card company, they felt the charge was valid because it charged back to us. One moment. Okay, now I can provide you with the refund numbers. You'll have it for your records.
Okay.
The refund number is going to be R for refund, 186-5500.
And that'll be for how much?
$23.95. And then your cancellation number is 493-8800.
Okay, so did you say they gave you back the $23.95?
They did. They felt the charge was valid, but I refunded it again anyway.
Okay, so you refunded October or November? Because I've got two charges.
I was just able to refund November. See, once it's charged back, we refer the customer back to the institution. And they're going to tell you to call us for the refund. And we typically don't refund because we know that your institution denied the claim. So they felt the charge was valid. That's why I charged back. But it looks like you were billed on the 23rd of November, so I did process that credit. I did that as a courtesy.
Okay.
But the account is canceled. It cancels as soon as it charged back. Now, that refund, your bank takes about 3 to 5 business days to process it.
Okay, I will give them a call.
No problem.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Anything else I can assist you with?
That is it. You have a good day.
You too. And thank you for calling customer care. And you have a great holiday as well.
Thank you. Yeah, happy
you're
holidays.
Welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.